This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash. Good evening, and good evening. Welcome back to Wrestle Talking to D with the Martez. I am your host, your driver of this show. Thank you for listening. Just want to, before I get into everything else, I want to thank God Almighty, the Holy Trinity, because I realize without Him, there's no me, and without Him, I can't do this show. I know where my help comes from. And all of my help comes from the Lord. So I want to stop and pause and thank God before I get into all this wrestling talk, if you know what I mean. So much to get into tonight. I do have my partner, Dominic Portman, who should be joining me shortly. We decided that we were going to yap it up and chop it up together in terms of wrestling. Funny thing about doing this show is after doing this for 3 years, it never, for me, it never comes off polished, you know. It never comes off wrinkle-free, you know. Either I'm starting this show by stuttering or I'm starting this show unprepared, which I am today. That's just me, you know, but whatever. The on-air sign is on. It's time for me to talk it up for the next few minutes. We are expecting Dominic Portman in a few minutes, as he gets prepared to call in. We're going to talk about tonight's show on Raw. It's always cool when you can do this show with somebody else. I'm not big on talking by myself, you know. So feel free to call in at 646-668-8672, 646-668-8672. We thank you to you all that's listening on Instagram as well. I always appreciate your support. Especially from my man Antoine, Maurice Davenport, the leader of the Kayfabe, the People's Band. I appreciate your support as always. That's a brother from another mother, if you know what I mean. But it's a big show tonight on Monday Night Raw for me. Leading up to Crown Jewel, so many things going on in the world of wrestling that I'm gonna try not to talk about. That I want to stick to the more funner things, the more how should I put this, the more cooler things to talk about. I'm not here to talk about that situation with the race situation with my man, what's his name, Miles, that's his last name. I'm not here to talk about that tonight, but I definitely want to talk about this Eric Rowan Seth Rollins matchup tonight. I feel like this has Bray Wyatt written all over it. There's no way that Bray Wyatt cannot be a part of this match some kind of way. You know, the question is, when he does come out, what does he do? Does he attack Rowan? Does he attack Seth Rollins for the millionth time? That's an interesting matchup, you know. And I asked myself, why would WWE put this match together tonight? Seth Rollins versus Eric Rowan. It's either... Yes. It's because we're going to receive another appearance from Bray Wyatt, okay? And for me, he has to attack Eric Rowan. If he's not getting the Wyatt family back together, he has no other option than to attack Eric Rowan and quote-unquote protect Seth Rollins the way he did when he attacked Braun Strowman. So that's another thing that I'm looking forward to watching tonight, which is that main event with Seth Rollins and Eric Rowan. I'm also looking forward to this whole Becky Lynch and Kyrie Sane matchup tonight. I think, although Becky Lynch, she's kind of stale to me right now, I'm still a big fan of Becky Lynch. I expect her to pick up the victory because no way in the world they're going to allow Kairi Sane to beat Becky Lynch tonight. But I think that'll be a good matchup as well. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. For those of you that are listening, this is Wrestle Talking to D. My name is Martez. I am the host. I usually like to be behind the scenes, but I got my little show that I created, my little wrestling show. And from time to time, I like to host it. I'm expecting Dominic Portman to call in to do this show with me so we can chop it up about the latest rumors, the latest news in the world of wrestling. But right now I'm talking about tonight's show, Monday Night Raw. Like I said earlier, that Eric Rowan, Seth Rollins match is a big match tonight, as well as that Becky Lynch and Kairi Sane matchup is a big match tonight. And then the match that I'm most excited about is the Drew McIntyre and the Ricochet matchup for the third time. You can remember they had that awesome matchup in the King of the Ring quarterfinals where they went toe to toe, where they went the distance. And I thought that matchup was a heck of a match. I think that's one of the best matches I've seen all year. And then last week they had a matchup where Drew McIntyre picked up the win, which was another great matchup. And then they're fighting again tonight, one on one. And I expect that to be another classic because you know certain wrestlers they just mesh together. Certain wrestlers they just work well together. And I think Drew McIntyre and I think Ricochet work well together. You know, I'm a big Ricochet fan. I think Ricochet has so much potential. I think the ceiling is high for Ricochet. I think Ricochet is absolutely must-see TV. And then you got Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre is he's the next big thing. He's already a big thing, but really, I believe he's the next wrestler under the WWE Raw brand to get a huge push. And I expect McIntyre to get this push right after Royal Rumble, okay? But we're going to stick with tonight, and I think that's another big matchup with Drew McIntyre versus Ricochet leading into Crown Jewel. Also, once again, we're going to have Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan go face-to-face again. I can go without that. I'm not trying to be Mr. Debbie Downer, but I can go without seeing Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan go face-to-face again at this time in their career. Obviously, they're not wrestling, but I feel like I've seen enough of them go bar after bar with each other. But that's happening tonight, Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan. And then whatever you want to talk about tonight, if you feel free to call in at 646-668-8672. That's 646-668-8672. I'm definitely not prepared to do this show tonight by myself. So, but it's gonna be all right. We're gonna press through it. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk more wrestling with you guys right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs all day, every day.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From all or as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, another one, Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
is a real Geico customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a Geico customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard licks his eyeball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim, I switched.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
All right, we're back live right here on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash. This is Russell talking to D with Martez. We're expected to have Dominic Portman join us on the show in a few short minutes. I hope he's okay. We pray that he's okay, but if he doesn't show up tonight, I'm going to carry this show along. We were talking about the Seth Rollins, Eric Rowan matchup tonight. We were talking about the Becky Lynch versus Kairi Sane matchup tonight. And we were also talking about the Ricochet versus McIntyre matchup tonight. Three matchups that I think will be good matchups for tonight that I'm keeping my eyes close on. But we want to switch gears. I want to talk about the never-ending saga, the never-ending rumor, the never-ending story of CM Punk. Okay. Since CM Punk decided to leave the WWE in 2014, each and every year, each and every month, people either are clamoring for CM Punk to come back, or there's rumors, whether they're fake or real, that CM Punk is actually coming back. But right now, today, it seems like it's more of a high possibility than it ever was a few years back. And for me, and I said this on GPW Weekly a couple months ago, I predicted that CM Punk will be back with the WWE just in time for WrestleMania. And here's why. Okay. And yes, Shane McMahon, he's not a part of the storylines right now, but Shane McMahon deemed himself the best in the world after winning the World Cup last year. He deemed himself the best in the world. And I think that was the beginning of a program with CM Punk.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh, I'm on.
Listen to Chris.